So thank you to those who have remained with us. We are still using the same live link from our meeting that just concluded, our Inland Port Authority Board meeting that just concluded. So we welcome those who are continuing on to join with us as we go through our Public Infrastructure District Board meeting. Full disclosure, this one may be a little bit shorter meeting. As a reminder, a lot of what we've heard today has been heard in prior Inland Port Authority Board meetings. And so we will be efficient with our use of time while also being respectful of anyone who would like to make public comments. So the first thing we have is approval of minutes. And these are from the March 6, 2023 meeting. And I believe everything is in order. So if anyone is interested in making a motion, that would be appropriate. I feel like we should do this. Well, Miles, I guess it's just you and I right now. We're a quorum, technically.
Yeah, that's true. So I move.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
You just do too well. Yes, and so all those who are in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any who are opposed? Seeing that it's just you and I. All right. We will now move forward with the oath of office for Abby Osborne, Victoria Eschler, Petro Eschler, and also Amy Brown Coffin. We'll turn that over to Diana Gardner. I was going to say Carol, but Diana Gardner to conduct that oath of office.
It is working, right? Okay. I, say your name.
I, Amy Brown Coffin.
Having been elected or appointed to?
Having been elected or appointed to?
The office of?
The office of.
UIPA Crossroads Public Infrastructure District Board. Do solemnly swear?
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm. That I will support, obey, and defend. The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah. And that I will discharge. The duties of my office with fidelity. Thank you.
All right. I know.
It's a long name.
Thank you, Diana. Greatly appreciate it. All right. So with that, we'll move to the items for consideration today. We're first going to hear from one of our board members, Amy Brown Coffin. This is for the PID governing documents. A revision. So in the last couple of months, we presented, I think it was our late February 2023 board meeting, the UIPA board, the Inland Port Board, adopted the new governing documents. So now it's up to the Public Infrastructure District Board to adopt those same documents should they see fit. Go ahead, Amy.
Thank you. Just wanted to summarize, and it's also encapsulated within the revision table of just the changes that we have done. They're more specific to page 8 and 9 of the governing documents, clarifying the terms within that, as well as the executive director. Prior, it was the COO. The position of district executive director, we're putting as the chief financial officer. Now held that office is held by Mr. Van Bice. And again, in addition, as we go forward and make revisions, just as a reminder to this document, it does need board, a UIPA board approval, as well as this board's approval, board of trustees approval, and then we will track changes within that revision table, similar to the approach of how UIPA board policies are maintained in that capacity.
Thank you, Amy. That is an action item. If there are any questions from the board, we are happy to have that discussion. All right. Seeing none, we will now have an opportunity to adopt the governing documents revision as presented. Thank you, Abby. First by Abby. Second by Miles Hansen. That is appropriate. So we will now have a roll call vote. Larry?
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. That motion passes unanimously. Thank you for your good work on that, Amy. We appreciate that. It's now our opportunity to hear a presentation and have for consideration the public infrastructure district budget for fiscal year 2024. And for an overview and presentation, we'll turn the time to Ben Bies.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Up on the screens, we have the budget, similar format to the one that we just saw for the Inland Port Board budget. This one is very simple. This first part one is our revenues. You can see it's really just our beginning balance, which was just under $150 million, plus the expected transfer again in the Inland Port budget. We had a transfer out of $7 million. This is where it's coming in. It's just to be moved over for debt service in the future. Those are our revenues. For our expenditures, we have our bond interest expense of $6.5 million. We've budgeted here, as you can see, $80 million. Should something happen with the landfill that Director/Chair Hart mentioned, we do budget some money for that should that deal come to fruition, setting aside some money for a purchase as well as remediation. If it changes, we are certainly happy to come back to this board and make a budget adoption. In fact, we're more than happy. We're statutorily required to, so we'll do that. But this will give us at least a placeholder pending any of those approvals. That is the entire budget for the PID, so I'm happy to take any questions on that.
Any questions from the board? Sorry.
Just a comment that, you know, before we appropriate any of the money on any of these land purchases or anything, it has to go through the entire process. Let's just remind everybody that it's not safe spending that money. It still has to go through a process. This is just allowing the PID the flexibility, if wanted, to move on to the next phase.
Well said. Thank you.
Can I ask a follow-up for that?
You got to turn that. Just push it.
Is the same thing true for remediation activities, or is that just for purchase?
Everything. So anything related to the landfill site, whether it's acquisition, remediation, all of that will have to be predetermined before we can appropriate expenditures. We would do that, would have to do that via contract and agreement in a public meeting before we
could. So this is just making those funds available for that function.
One thing, if I may add, Mr. Chair, this is required in statute that we adopt a budget. This is that process. We hope to not have to do any budget amendments next year. So that's the point of this. Again, we will do a budget amendment if we have to, but that's why we have sort of preliminary numbers at this point.
Any other questions from the board? All right. Well, first, thank you to Ben for his work. We feel like with this budget and the one that was adopted by the Inland Port Board, much more clarity provided and a much better breakdown. So thank you for your efforts, Ben. I've said this before, but Ben is the best CFO in the state of Utah, so we're lucky to have him. So with that, we will now move to a public comment portion of the meeting that is directly that is directly tied to our budget. So just as a quick note, in the last meeting, we had a public comment period that was combined. We heard about several topics and had an opportunity for several people to give comment regarding a variety of topics. In this one, this is a budget meeting that is specifically tied to the budget that we've just been presented and will have for adoption by the board. So we will go ahead and, Larry, if we have anybody online. We do have a comment from someone in person. Great. So as I understand it, we have two public comments. One first from Dita Seed in person. Following Dita, we will go to Terry Durfee for her comments. Please.
Thank you. Oops. Hi there. So my concern here is that the community has been talking with CITLA for years, 5 years, about their intent to develop that property. And the plan that they discussed with us was a phased plan of remediation. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. And also the construction of warehouses with that remediation. And, you know, if you've been out to that area, as I have been recently, you will see that there is full tilt warehouse construction. Some of the biggest warehouses I've ever seen in my life are being built in the Northwest Quadrant right now. And it looks like Colmena and Rio Tinto's plan to turn it into a giant warehouse farm is coming to fruition. So I guess my concern with what you're doing with CITLA is, how do we assure that this doesn't, your stated goal, which I like, is that it's not going to be warehouses, but that has been said to us over and over, and yet what we see are warehouse development after warehouse development. So that's what we're going to be worried about in this. If you can do it differently, that's awesome. But even, you know, with Salt Lake City and the North Point warehouse development, we're being told by the developers that there's no market for high-tech manufacturing or anything other than warehouse development. And that's just the honest truth that we're dealing with here. And you all know very well what warehouse pollution consists of and how concerned people are. And then the other issue, of course, is that that area is on the shores of Great Salt Lake. And so there are those environmental concerns about what happens in the whole area. And certainly remediating the CITLA property is a good goal. I think everyone supports that. It's just really what happens afterwards. Thanks.
Yeah, very fair comments. Very well said. Thank you. And I'll speak to that, perhaps a couple of those things after we have our public comment period. But prior to that, why don't we go to Terry Durfee for her comments?
Hi, I'm Terry Durfee, and my comments were on a similar line as what Dita mentioned, because my understanding was that CITLA and Integrit had a plan to do the remediation in phases, and they were going to use the profits from each phase to do the next phase. And I'm just concerned that there's a desire to spend taxpayer money on it when there was already a plan in place to have it privately funded and have the project handled. And it seems like there's some desire to have a rail line going through there. And so that's why it seems like that there's a higher urgency on Utah and the Port Authority's behalf of getting it done quicker. And so that was my concern, is why are we considering spending public money on a project that already had a plan in place for private funding?
All right. Terry, thank you for your comment. Any other comments? Larry, anyone else online? All right. Oh, so we close the public hearing, and we'll now move forward with an opportunity for questions from the board regarding the budget that has been presented. If there's no questions from the board, let me speak to just a couple of the items that were raised. And I feel like Miles should give some thought here as well. Miles and Abby and others on the board have been really, really good on this topic. I don't know how much I can or should get into on this, but I would say from the port standpoint, we want that whole thing remediated in short order. And I don't know how much more I can or should say, but if we are going to participate financially, we want to see that whole thing remediated in short order. So I would say that. with regards to the current market around advanced manufacturing, I had the benefit of sitting on the other side of this when I was with the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, and I saw all the projects coming into the state. The amount of advanced manufacturing, whether it's, and I would say green technology right now, where we're seeing a lot of interesting forward-facing, formidable industries, is huge. We're seeing, for a while there, we were seeing almost a new project every day from either a major Fortune 500 company that was trying to do something that was more sustainable, or from startups and kind of everything in between. And so I'm always respectful of land developers. However, I feel like sometimes they're willing to take the market that's in front of them instead of creating something that's generational and creates an economic opportunity for the state. Our commitment is that if we do end up participating in any way financially, we are not going to be doing warehouse distribution, and we are also not going to be going with what is just convenient in the marketplace, but we're going to hold this because we have the opportunity to do that, and make sure that whatever happens is right for that area, for the west side of Salt Lake. I'm going to even say for the whole state of Utah, because I think that's the type of impact that type of development, if done right, could have. And so thank you for those concerns expressed. And we're not going to do this arbitrarily. We will do this in the light of day in public meetings. And we also want to hear the great thoughts from community members as well, who've been working on this for several years. So thank you for sharing. And so just a quick answer to those questions.
I'm 11. There got it? Is. Yeah. Ben, I think I would just add one other thing to this is, to Dita's point, we are not taking this responsibility lightly. We hear you. We don't want the warehouse distribution centers. We hear from Victoria all the time about the impact. And the only way we can control that is by having a relationship contractually with CITLA. And so we will keep pushing, but if we don't have some control over that, we don't have a say. And so we're really working to find that balance, to have those conversations, but we hear you. We don't want that either. So we're very much trying to find the right balance in these negotiations.
Well said.
So just to underscore, I agree 100%. Dita, you raised really good points. Terry, in the prior meeting, you asked, you know, why are public dollars being spent towards this? And it's because the reality is right now, today, the free market would result in that entire area being nothing but warehouse and distribution. And so that then says if we all agree, and I think we all do, that that's suboptimal, then there's a role for the public to come in via the inland port and say, how do we help do something so that 50 years from now, when people look back, they'll be glad that we did X, Y, Z in 2023 and 2024. And I guarantee you that's not put in more warehouse and distribution. But to do that, we need to make significant investments. And this PID budget, it gives us the flexibility to do that once we're able to work things out and do so in a way that's transparent and open and fully aligned, Dita, with everything you just commented on. And so I appreciate your leadership and your participation in this process, because I'm not aware of anything that's more important that the Inland Port is working on right now than making sure that we get this done right, we get it done correctly, and we get it done in a way that does not lead to just more warehouse and distribution.
I will say also that this project is the one that caused me earlier to be relatively effusive, because meetings that happen when I'm not there are meetings where even legislators are communicating to developers that I would potentially inflict bodily harm on them if they do this thing where I can't be seen. And while it's true that I would bring food to them as they recover from that bodily harm, it is true, and I'm really glad that the message is both being communicated clearly and received clearly, that Salt Lake City is not just your distribution center. Our airshed is not just for your idling trucks to shuffle kitsch made in other countries and provide low-paying jobs without any economic mobility, and to exploit our environment, our workforce, our infrastructure, and everything. And so this project is actually in addition to the interlocal process, has been really a proving ground for me for the confidence we have moving forward setting up a paradigm for decision making that I feel is going to allow us to make hard decisions going forward beyond this.
All right. Well said. Thank you, board members, for your comments on that, and also for the public for their comments. We now have an action item in front of us, if anyone would like to make a motion.
I'll move.
Miles first.
Second.
Victoria second. Larry, roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. With that, I think we have concluded our agenda. So I will accept a motion to adjourn.
I will move.
So moved.
I'll second.
We might be in perpetual meeting here if we don't get this done. Okay. That sounds great. We're adjourned. Thank you, board.